The Electoral Commission began the exhibition of the voters' register last week, but the exercise has recorded low turnout. Radio Ghana sampled the views of a cross-section of the public on efforts made to check their names in the registers.
I'm aware by the advert they play on TV, radio, and the posters in town. I have not gone to check for the simple reason that I've lost my card.
As a good citizen of the land, I am aware that the register has been open for us to go and check.
Please, have you gone to check?
Not yet. Not yet. Let me attribute to the fact that it's open on a Friday and I was in the office. I have a busy schedule. I could have used the weekend, but before the announcement also came, I had scheduled my weekend already. The week has just started, and at least by close of week, I'll do well to squeeze some time and then go and check it.
I'm not aware, but you have made me aware of it, so I'll go and then cross-check and then do the necessary things.
Yes, I'm aware of it. I'm making my mark today after work. I'll go there straight to check up my name over there.
Yes, I have heard it.
Have you gone to check your name?
No, I have not.
Why?
Well, I have lost interest. I just don't want to go because I've really lost interest in our politicians. Well, voters are the card to vote, and I find a further transactions. I have my traveling passport, which can be done, so I don't think it's very necessary for me.
You had a cross-section of the public on the ongoing exhibition exercised by the EC.
Meanwhile, political parties have blamed the Electoral Commission for failing to adequately educate Ghanaians on the start of the process. They said the EC should be the only institution held responsible for the low turnout. First, the NDC's national organizer, Yabo Atenjan, who says the party has noticed the low turnout and has put in place measures to address the issue.
It has come to our notice. I have experienced it myself because I went around to monitor some youth, and that is exactly what I observed. In fact, asking the exhibition officials and our agents, exhibitioners who were around, were told, and even looking at the records about the first day, the station that I visited, only five people had come to check their name. Ghanaians are always waiting for last minute to do some of the exercise. I think that there wasn't enough publication and the people were not informed adequately. I have asked some of the churches to start telling their church members go in there, and we have also asked some of the Muslim leaders to make announcement in the mosque to alert the people that this exercise is ongoing and people should take advantage of the exercise, check whether their names are still in the voters'
register. As a party, are there other things you are doing? I know you've asked individuals campaigning for the various national positions to put a stop to it, but are there any other steps you are taking?
That is the first step that we took. At our next meeting, we took a decision that we should all stop campaigning and go out there, educate the people to go in and check the NA. We have asked all our executive, you know, to be part of the monitoring team that is monitoring this exercise. And again, with this low turnout, we have had a meeting with our regional and some constituency executives, and have whipped up their enthusiasm in making sure that a lot of people go out there, you know, check the NA. This is exactly as a party what we can do. But we are still, you know, pleading with the Electoral Commission to make sure that they do more announcement in the dailies, on radio and in the television station to ensure or to alert people that this exercise is ongoing and people go out there to check the NA. I think there have not been enough education on this. That is the reason why people are not taking keen interest.
There's been reports that 7,000 names need to be deleted from the register. Did it come to you as a surprise?
As a surprise, and again, I will say that, you know, enough education wasn't given, and you could see that looking at the register, you could see that some people who registered in some constituencies, having moved to some other constituencies, thought that once he is in that constituency, instead of he or she transferring his or her name, decided to go in and do fresh registration. If the people have been tough, I'm very sure some of these they wouldn't have happened. And again, I think we will not put the blame on the doorstep of the Electoral Commission alone. I think we, the political parties, should also take part of the blame. When it comes to exercises like this, I think we need to take keen interest in it because we have stakeholders. Try as much as possible to help the Electoral Commission to educate the public that this is really the exercise and these are the rules and regulations, you know, governing. I wasn't surprised at all because some people don't know that once they have moved, it is not necessary for them to register again, but we'll have to take steps maybe to transfer his or her vote where it's now residing.
The director of elections for the CPP, Kwabena Bomfe, said the party has directed its regional executives to encourage members to take the exercise seriously.
We did a snapshot visitation to some of the centers, and we came to the realization that the fence was a bit low and the activity at such centers is not encouraging. On our part, we are talking to our members through our own network, insisting that they should all endeavor go and observe whether their names are in or not. What we find lacking is the EC's inability or failure to live up to their own pledge of ensuring that they move around the vicinities with announcement ban or through some information and bans inviting the electorates to go and see or have a look at the register. Perhaps if in the last, since we have 5 more days to go, if they are able to generate some discussion around it and get more people, informed. If they are able to do that, I'm sure we would get some people, a lot more people going to look at their names for the expert council. And yeah, it's quite disturbing. But, people are more interested in elections. But they're going to see whether or not their names are there or whether or not they are mistakes in their names. And for corrections to be made, a lot of people don't take interest in that issue.
There are about 70,000 names that have been identified in the register.
Those names are still in the register, which has been exhibited.
Yes, is that not disturbing that we have as huge as 70,000 names in the book that has to be deleted?
It's very much disturbing. And that's the more reason why some of us are advocating that in line with CR72, the people whose names are found to have engaged in multiple registration offend the law and must be prosecuted. They will be liable upon conviction to imprisonment of not less than 2 years or to pay 500 penalty units or both. We need to do that as a deterrent measure to people who are found of doing multiple registrations, which mar the whole electoral process.
But as a party, what steps are you going to take to ensure that these names are finally deleted so that in 2016...
As a party, there's very little we can do. It's the Electoral Commission that has the mandate and the duty to do that. We have been involved in the process of identifying these names, and we are happy with that. But beyond that, we must insist that these names are removed from the register, and upon their removal, the revised or new register should be made available to political parties. That is why I'm saying that this adjudication process should have preceded the exhibition of the voter register, which is currently underway.
The NPP has also directed its communicators and regional executives to ensure that members of the party cross-check their names on the register. Samuel Lewuku is the national organizer.
We've been monitoring it ourselves, and it's worrying. Nonetheless, as a party, we've decided that our communicators and the rest of our constituency executives should help more support for people to see it as a crucial national exercise.
So apart from urging your communicators, have you moved down to the grassroots, telling the regional executives to take certain actions? Because it looks like there is apathy.
We are in touch with our regional and constituency officers. They have activated those lines of getting people to show much commitment and interest.
There's been reports that about 70,000 names need to be deleted from the register. Is that not a huge number and surprising?
Very surprising. And also, there are people who legitimately have registered, or they registered earlier. They've not done double registration, but their names have been deleted. So it's a serious matter. These numbers must be seriously investigated. But as a party, we're watching it and come up with our position sooner.
But apart from this, is there any way of going to the EC to ensure that these names are really deleted? Because it can have a huge consequence on the 2016 election for any party at all.
Exactly. But also, we also need to be sure we don't disenfranchise people who have legitimately registered. Those illegally who are registered twice must be deleted. But somebody who genuinely registered the last time and has not committed any crime should not also be made to suffer.
You will not go for the prosecution of people who have double entry?
Once you break the electoral laws, nonetheless, there are some instances where the people too must be properly educated. Maybe the person registered is misplaced his or her voter's ID card. So he or she thinks that the only way to get the card back is registering. And maybe what the person must do is to fill a form, a missing form, so that the person can get his card back.
Do you think the education went down well about the opening?
So.
I don't think so. I don't think that the EC did well with this education. I don't think so at all. They have done better. But we as political parties, as major stakeholders, we must take the fight beyond the EC.
You heard some political parties and measures taken to ensure patronage of the voters register exhibition.
The Electoral Commission says it cannot take the blame for the low turnout in the ongoing National Voters Register exhibition. According to the Public Relations Officer Christian Owusu Perry, the Commission did due diligence in educating the public on the exercise.
We are doing a lot about publicity on the exercise. Even before the exercise took off last Friday, we've been carrying out a lot of outreach on radio and on television. Apart from that, we have our posters all over in the community. And we also have people using picker mounted hookers doing announcements through the community. So this is the allegation that publicity hasn't been adequate. I don't subscribe to that at all. Usually, when we do exhibition, we face such challenges. You know, if you put a register that was compiled sometime in 2012 on display or exhibition, people who voted in 2012 are already aware that their names are in the voters' register. And so it is not easy getting such people to come out to come and check their name. They tend to think that once they registered in 2012, the register was activated in 2012, and they voted in 2012, their names will at all times be in the register. So it is not easy getting such people to come out. But we are doing everything that we can to let them appreciate that, yes, this is a register, we use software, we use computer, and so it is possible that even though you voted in 2012, your name can probably go off the register. And so it is important that you go and check, even though you may have checked in 2012 and voted in 2012. That is the message that we are trying to give to the public. But in the area of publicity, I can say that we are doing everything that is possible.
So the EC must not really take the blame for the low turnout?
No, I don't think so at all. I don't think so at all.
Again, there's been reports of about 70,000 names that needs to be deleted from the register. How is this going to be done? And are we expecting more names?
We have already taken those names out of the register. They are not in the main register that we have put on display now. If you have visited any of the exhibition centers, you would have noticed that we have three registers at the center. We have, first of all, the 2012 register that we use for the election. That is yellow. And then we have two white registers. One is the 2014 registration, and the other is the multiple registrations list. We have taken those multiple registrations out of the register, and we are putting that two on for people who come to know that they indeed did double registration, and so we are taking their names off the register. For now, we have detected over 70,000 multiple entries, so double and multiple entries. As and when we detect more, we will put it out.
So we are expecting to identify more names.
Well, the FN system has come to a close, and so more than 70 was detected. But in the course of doing the exhibition, if some objections come up, not because they have done double registration, but because they don't qualify to be on the register, in fact, names are deleted, then obviously we'll be looking at more than 70,000.
Lastly, there have been calls for the prosecution of people who have their names, the double entry of their names in the register.
Well, it is in the law. The law says that it's an offense to do double registration, and that a person who does multiple or double registration can go to jail up to about. We'll give the name to the police, and we expect the police to act on it.
Here at Public Relations Officer of the EC, Christian Owusu Perry.
Still on the voters exhibition, the exercise has picked up in the Tema Metropolis. A visit to some centers by Radio Ghana indicates that the number of people calling at the centers is improving as compared to the first day. An exhibition officer at the Community One Presby Center, Josephine Asare, said the turnout is encouraging as about 10 to 15 people call at the center at a go to cross-check their details. She attributed the improvement to radio and television reports on the exercise and hoped it continues till the end of the exhibition. Meanwhile, the Tema Metropolitan Electoral Director, Watson Apentui, has expressed satisfaction at the progress of the exercise, saying it is an indication that awareness on the exercise has gone down well with the electorate. He gave the assurance that the EC will continue to sensitize the people to the need to cross-check their data.